May Alcorn and Emer Alcorn, looking ahead to the big Ulster final on Sunday against Dunamoyne. I'll go to you first, Maya. Exciting week.
Definitely very excited. It's a big week. There's a big, great buzz about the club. Everybody's getting in behind us. We had a big breakfast at the club there, and that's what everyone was just saying there in the training. It's a great week. Yeah. We're enjoying the build-up.
Emer, what's it been like for you?
It's been lovely. No, it has been good, and everyone's been getting behind us, and it's been the most enjoyable week so far, because we all just want to get playing on Sunday.
Okay. Well, listen, you're two of the young brigade. And Termon, there's a large number of young players in this group. What's it like for you collectively, along with the older girls, preparing for an Ulster final?
Well, I think because there's so many young girls in the team, there's not that big of a divide between the young and the old. And at this stage, we might only be 17 or 18, but I suppose we're not the young ones anymore. We're kind of becoming some of the senior players. So I think everyone's just together. It doesn't matter about age. Even you have Mo up at the top end of the scale and us maybe down the bottom end, but sure, everyone's equal in our team. So
what's the age difference?
Not saying. Mo wouldn't be too happy with me saying that. She doesn't like when you say it right now.
She'll tell you she's 32.
Oh, that's it. She's right, sure.
But listen, Emer, big one in the semi-final. He's had to dig deep against St McCartan's. Do you feel that'll stand to you now, maybe in the final?
I think, well, you know, we all, same as before, the week before that there game, we were all rolling in behind each other and everyone wanted to play the game and fought the hardest on the day. So hopefully we'll do the same again.
How long have you been about the senior panel, Emer?
It's been 4 or 5 years now. Four anyway. So
the Ulster title was your first. The Donegal title was your first at senior level.
Yeah, that was our first. Yeah. We had a few years. We were after kind of the big All Ireland, all their celebrations. So it took a while, but it's class now after all those years to get to this stage where we are winning again and enjoying it. Like everyone wants to be there.
What are you expecting of Dunamoyne?
No, they will be a tight team. We know they're a tight team, and we know how even the older girls that have played them. Last like the years they were ahead, they know how good they are, so I'm expecting the same.
It's going to take a big effort, May.
Oh, definitely. But I think we're ready. I think that big effort's now's the time for it. I think this is people are kind of saying, geez, it's a repeat of the 2014 or so team, but everyone, this is a new team, and I think we're ready for Dunamoyne. They might have the big players, but sure, so do we. And we're ready to give them a good fight and hopefully come out victorious in the day anyway.
Has training been tight?
I maybe we chat with Sean about that, but no, I'd say it's good to have the 2 weeks, because the first week we can really get the heads down and dog it out of training, and then the second week maybe lay back and get into tactics. But you always feel good, you feel ready for the games. That's it. Anyway, you'll definitely feel fit enough.
Just finally, then, you get to bring any of the rugby skill net under the gas skill net, do you?
Oh, definitely. Sure, they're interdependent, but I say definitely in training there. I find it difficult to get into the mindset of not passing backwards and getting ahead. So it's been a bit of a difficult transition, but definitely the skills, running forward, running hard, coming into it, trying to just avoid contact at this stage.
Well, listen, you'll need everything at the weekend. Best of luck in the Ulster final, girls, and fingers crossed you just take the title back to Donegal.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you.